This is the story of a family road trip that captured an entire nation's attention. But why?
The Trump family consisted of 51-year-old Mark Trump and his wife, Jacoba Trump, who was 53, and their three children, 29-year-old Rihanna, 25-year-old Mitchell, and 22-year-old Ella. The parents had established a red currant farm that was quite successful and was close to their property on the outskirts of Melbourne. Despite their successful business, on Monday, the 29th of August 2016, they got into their car and fled. When the police went to search their home for clues, they found all of their phones, cards, passports had been left behind. All their cars had their car doors open and the keys still in the ignition, except from the car which they were driving in, Ella's SUV Peugeot. The house was out of order and in quite a state when they searched it, as if somebody was looking for something. Sources had later told police and media that both parents were displaying signs of stress and paranoia. One of the two was even convinced that there was someone who was determined to kill them. The only person who had a phone was Mitchell, as he was the only one who didn't believe they were in danger. Mitchell later claimed that he only went along on the road trip to ensure that his parents would be safe. But as the road trip went on, he claimed they became more and more delusional. But after about 30 kilometers of driving, they threw his phone out of the window, as they believed that the phone was used to track the family. Once the police searched the house and their documents, they concluded the family was not involved in drugs, debt, or religious cults. They drove straight to New South Wales, which was 800 kilometers away from Sydney. This was the point at which Mitchell decided to leave his family behind.
Let's be honest, it's a little bit sus that they've just left absolutely everything.
Hell of sus. Maybe someone was onto them, someone was chasing them.
Are they escaping?
But why would you leave everything behind? Like, even if you're escaping, would you still not just take your stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Unless you needed to leave everything behind.
Yeah.
So that there was, I don't know. I mean, I get not leaving, like, your mobile behind just in case someone was able to track you. But they also left their passports. If you're fleeing somewhere, I feel like the passport's the one thing that you do want to take.
Maybe new identities. They're going for new identities. They're trying to flee the country. I don't know.
I mean, if we're talking new identities, it means that you're involved in some serious business, like drugs, whatever it is. It's something deeper than just running away from a dodgy uncle. Do you know what I mean?
Factos. But we need more info.
After Mitchell left, they drove towards Jenolan Caves on Tuesday morning. Once they arrived at their destination, Ella and Rihanna decided to follow Mitchell's footsteps, and so they stole a car and also left their parents. They drove to Goulburn and reported what happened to the police. As expected, the media caught wind of the story, and instantaneously it had caused the Australian population to question what had happened to the family to cause it to behave so strangely. Many Australian stories happen in the outback, but this family separation and mess happened right beside large towns and cities. After this had happened, Rihanna and Ella went separate ways. No one knows why, other than Ella wanted to go back to the farm to feed the horses. When she arrived on Tuesday, she was greeted by the police. The following day, Mitchell arrived too, having jumped and ridden on many different trains. Rihanna herself had sat down at the back of a truck in Goulburn and was discovered by the truck driver, Keith Whittaker, an hour later. He called the police straight away. Rihanna was catatonic and she couldn't remember her name or where she was. She was taken to Goulburn Hospital and put into psychiatric care. She was never charged with any car theft as she had visible mental problems.
Okay, my big question here is, why have the kids broken away from the parents? Have they found something out about the mum and dad and they are now terrified and have decided, right, we need to get the hell out of here ASAP?
Yeah, well, Mitchell left, right? And then obviously it's just the two girls left. They've obviously seen the situation is so bad, they've decided to steal a car.
Yeah,
and
I mean, it takes a lot to... You've got to be in a bad way to have to steal a car, right?
Yeah.
Or you have to be really scared of something and it being seen as almost like a last option to get out of somewhere.
And they've gone to the police with it as well, so...
Went right to the police. And because at first I was there like, how in the world did the media catch wind of this? And this is where the nation started really following along this, because this is like a developing story almost as things are going on. The parents are just on some weird stuff. But... Why would, if the two girls, right, Ella and Rihanna, were so scared of the parents, would that not bring you together and you would want to stay with your sister during all of this stuff? You would feel a little bit scared if you were on your own, but that's not what happened. The two sisters actually split up.
Yeah, that's weird.
You know, do you know what I mean? Like, it just seems a bit, I know they're a little bit older, you know, we're not talking, like, they weren't 15, 16, they were in their 20s, right?
Yeah, no, 20, well, one of them's 22, one's 29.
So they're not, like, they're not kids or they're not teenagers, like, they can't go and do things for themselves.
Yep.
But I still feel like if there was a real family bust up and you had just escaped from your parents, you would definitely still stick together. You wouldn't feel very safe going like, unless there's more at play here. I don't know. It's interesting. We don't mean to interrupt this fantastic mystery, but we have got some fantastic news for you because Manscaped has brought out the Platinum Package 4.0. You get 10 things inside this Platinum Package, right? You've got the Lawnmower 4.0 body trimmer and the Weed Whacker, an ear hair trimmer featuring advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate parts and holes. Also, Chip, and I know you're going to forget, so don't forget to apply their aluminium-free premium deodorant. And don't worry, it's not pumpkin spice. It's a cologne-quality fragrance. Oh, my God. Guys, make sure you get the Platinum Package this fall. These products are guaranteed to be hits for your dangly bits. See what I did there?
I'm taking it in.
You're just soaking it in?
I'm soaking it all in,
I'm seeing the confidence just fly through you as you recently trimmed your package.
That's because I have the Platinum Package.
Oh.
Now, if this is of interest to you guys, then make sure you check out manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping using the code FELLAS. Don't say we don't help you guys out. That's 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com if you use the code FELLAS. Clear out the leaves. It's your tree trunk's time to shine. Wow. I'm full of them today.
At this point, the news and media had covered the story and many Australians knew of it. At the same time, Mark and Jacoba were still driving, and this time they headed back towards Melbourne. On the third day of this trip, on the Wednesday, the two had also separated from each other. Jacoba headed north yet again and was found in a town called Yass, wandering in an agitated state. When she was found, she was taken to Goulburn Hospital to be with her Rihanna, where they both had mental health treatment. Mark had stayed in Wangaratta, a Victorian town. Witnesses saw him fleeing from Ella's SUV. Mitchell and Ella were seen on TV talking about the situation, and Mitchell pleaded, quote, "I've never seen anyone like this or anyone conduct themselves in this way. I just really want my dad to be found. He's not dangerous. He's my mate, my father. I love him." They said they were baffled by what happened and were perplexed like the rest of Australia. However, after the interview was released, the public started to conclude that the two siblings seemed to be hiding something and knew much more than they let on. One night, a couple reported being tailgated by Mark. He was tailgating them in their SUV and the couple couldn't even see his headlights as he was so close. They pulled over and so did Mark. He came out of the car, ran towards the couple's car, stopped, and then ran into the nearby park and disappeared. On Saturday, 6 days after the road trip began, Mark was found beside a road which was nearby to Wangaratta Airport around 5:50 p.m. Once he was found, they evaluated him for 5 hours for signs of mental health, but eventually he was released into the care of his brother, who was a police officer. When he left the station, he was still agitated and frustrated and flipped off all the paparazzi that were there. Police did not believe there was any real threat to the family, but it was still described as, quote, "the most bizarre case I've ever seen in 30 years. Mark came out thanking and respecting all the resources that went towards helping his family and apologized for the hurt and concern which was caused by the events, as well as flipping off the media.
So explain to me this. How come Rihanna and the mum had to go to like a psychiatric hospital, but the dad, who was seen to definitely be like arguably the most aggressive out of the family and, you know, he's not taken well to this whole thing, right? He is just allowed to continue. Is it because his brother was a police officer, so he was there like, don't worry, I'll take him
out? I think it would be that. He would have come in and
been... he got special treatment?
100%. He would have come in and been like, look, let me take my brother.
Unless the two women were showing signs of, like, serious, like, PTSD, you know, like, almost shock They found out information about the dad. The dad is moving really dodgy, really weird, and they've gone down that route. I don't know. I just think it's a little bit sus how he just doesn't have to go to hospital. He doesn't get checked out. None of that stuff. Yeah, there's something suspicious about the dad here, for me at least. Not only that, but the kids in the interview, when they were being interviewed and stuff like that, they were really quiet. They weren't giving much away. And people were they were raising their eyebrows because they thought, look, these guys know more than what they're letting
maybe
on here.
Maybe they're scared to save some. Maybe the dad has, you know, something up his sleeve, something going on, skeletons in the closet.
Yeah, and the rest of the family had found out, and they were all just sort of dropping off one by one, and then the mum was sort of like the last person to drop off.
Yeah, because the mum and the dad did even, they separated, like they went different ways.
Everybody
on
this
road
trip.
So they obviously were having some form of disagreement at the end, or she couldn't take it anymore, she left, or something happened.
Right, let's start digging through some of the theories that people have pitched to us.
Internet sleuths wondered whether the family had been poisoned by any products which they had used on the farm. Did they spray some sort of poison which could have been caused by the chemicals, thus leading them to a paranoid state? Some chemicals such as organic pesticides or environmental toxins can reportedly cause paranoia or psychosis. There have been studies which have tried to prove it and suggest that acute pesticide poisoning may be associated with long-term neurological and psychological distress symptoms.
I mean, you're absolutely right. Like, this is a possible theory. You can't rule it out. But you would like to think, if you worked on a farm, you are well aware of this type of thing. If you're using chemicals, especially frequently, you would know about this potential side effect.
100%. I know my agriculture. I grew up on a farm.
Right. That farm in Oldham.
We got farms in Oldham.
Yeah?
But yeah, from my farm knowledge, this isn't it.
Yeah, I don't know. This seems, it's a bit of a reach. Did they ever ask them if they were using these particular, like, chemicals? Did they ask them if they knew the side effects of it? I don't know. There just seems to be...
I feel like they could have
done a check. You could rule this out pretty quickly if you just ask them a few questions, I think.
Yes.
Moldy bread could have caused another form of psychosis, apparently. Ergo, which is a fungus found in bread, can be described as a fungus blight that forms hallucinogenic drugs in bread. Its victims can appear bewitched when they're actually stoned. The victims of Ergo might suffer paranoia and hallucinations, twitches and spasms, cardiovascular trouble, and stillborn children. It is said that Ergo thrives in a very cold winter, which is followed by wet spring, which ties into the date, 29th of August.
Could you imagine if this entire case, the police, everyone involved, the amount of money that was put into this entire sort of fiasco was all because of some moldy bread?
Why is bread the theory? Like, any case ever where there seems to be a mental issue could just be explained by this bread, apparently.
Yeah, look, I get that the conditions were favorable for this type of bread, this moldy bread that sends you into like a weird mental state. Mm. But I just think that you're really reaching for something here. Like, again, it's one of those things. Did you eat some moldy bread before you went on this bizarre road trip? It's a quick question.
Yeah.
And not only that, but if they say yes, then case closed.
Yeah.
Job done.
We know what happened.
And the family wouldn't feel as bad. They're like, oh my God. They would just have a crazy story to tell their grandkids about this moldy bread they took one time.
The time they had moldy bread.
This theory explains why everything was left behind, as everything could have been traced. Passports, IDs, credit cards, and phones. Even on a device-free road trip, the family must have taken cards to pay with or some sort of device in case of an emergency. It makes no sense to leave everything behind like that. Also, if the mob was involved, why did they all separate? Surely, you'd want to ensure your whole family is safe. The police ruled out debt as everything seemed in order. Or what if the family was in witness protection and they were found by somebody in their old life? It would explain why they left everything behind, as it wasn't their actual identities. If their fake identities were compromised and their witness protection program was breached, maybe they got paranoid and didn't know who to trust, who ratted them out, and had to escape before they were killed.
Oh, it starts to get a little bit more interesting with this theory here. We can kind of rule out the debt bit of this because the police looked into it. They didn't see any debt. So unless we're talking like, you know, real gangster
shit. Yeah, it could be undercover debt.
Yeah, like cash
debt. Loan sharks, stuff like that.
Okay, but from what they dug into it, we have to assume that the police did their job here and they didn't see any traces of debt, so we'll get rid of that. A hitman, maybe? There's really no motive here, though, other than they must have been caught up in some sort of gang life and this whole farm thing was a cover-up for this double life they lived.
Mitchell would have been more scared if the hitman thing was the real case, because he just, like, up and left.
Yeah, he was like, what is going on? This is the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, I'm not having this.
But the one part of this theory that it maybe has a little bit of credibility, again, is a bit, you're still assuming though, is the witness protection side of things. Had they been made out, completely found, that would explain why they left their passports behind. Because they truly did, like you said at the beginning, they needed an entire new identity here. Mm. And that, you know, being made out in witness protection could be one of those. And they were leading this completely separate life. They'd been made out and they had to go for it. Weirdly enough, as well, their sort of weird erratic road trip and the way they all split up, did they all decide, look, this is the safest way for us to all make it? Like, if we stay as a group here, we're all gonna get found out. Whereas if we all split up,
yeah, is it not unsafe though? You know,
it is.
So, like,
safety in numbers
hit,
and all
you
that.
You got hitmen after you. One of you could die there.
Another thing to sort of go against that as well is if you've all split up. Remember, they went to the police. The family went to the police. If you're running away from something and trying to change your entire life because you've been made out in witness protection, you wouldn't go to the police and you certainly wouldn't make a media fiasco out of this. No. You're trying to do the absolute opposite of it.
Yeah, although the media fiasco could protect them because hitmen wouldn't want to be involved in such a high-profile thing.
That's true.
It's almost like killing a celebrity at that point.
Yeah, yeah, it becomes a lot more dangerous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Maybe if they knew they got that, I almost want to call it media protection, by being so big. I mean, yeah, there's a few cases of like whistleblowers doing that type of thing. By coming out and being as public as they could possibly be, it sort of puts a little bit of a shield around them.
Yeah, government can't kill them.
Folie à deux is defined as an identical or similar mental disorder affecting two or more individuals, usually the members of a close family. The majority of patients with folie à deux require multiple treatments, including separation, antipsychotics, individual and group psychotherapy, and family therapy. The internet sleuths argue that the whole family suffered from it. It is usually unclear who starts the paranoia, but the individuals eventually all catch on and become paranoid. Most people who suffer from folie à deux are couples, siblings, or parents and children. People had claimed that before the road trip, Mark and Jacoba were acting stressed, and some believed that the parents believed they were about to be killed and robbed. Just because the family had no history of mental illness doesn't mean that it didn't exist, or they didn't have it. It would explain why the case is so bizarre, as it were all delusional and lived in a shared reality, away from everyone else. Especially since the children were older and living with their family. It could have been normalized behavior within the house.
Now, this particular theory for me is probably the one that I'm leaning towards the most. It's certainly something that I wasn't really that aware of. But long story short, the entire family have all just managed to convince each other that they're under attack or they're under threat. Their lives are in threat. I can see how this thing would sort of work if you had younger children. Mm. But these are all adults, and that's maybe why they all just left the road trip. Maybe the family said, right, we're all going on this road trip. And then once they got the family on this road, they explained to them, right, guys, the reason why we got you on here is because we think this is going to happen to us. We've done this for our own safety. And then the kids have gone, are you guys serious? Like, I'm leaving this road trip. This
but
is so crazy.
Surely the kids would have clocked on earlier, though, because we were asked to leave behind their phones. Besides Mitchell, who brought his anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
unless they just told them it was a no-phones road trip, like, you know, connect with the earth kind of vibe.
Maybe they were lied to. They were lied to. They're like, oh, we're leaving everything behind. We're just going to do one of those full, like, disconnect road trips. It would be very strange, and especially at the age of these people, like, in your mid-20s, you're on your phone a lot, like.
Yeah, and you're not going to do that, really, are you?
I don't think so.
I mean, they could. It's not out of the realm of possibility, but no, I'm not with it.
I'm not with it either. But what's annoying is that none of these theories actually really have much behind them, and this theory here is probably the most likely thing. The fact that they all just convinced each other and there was just like this weird state of paranoia that the entire family was involved in.
Yeah.
And like people say, you know, the police said this was like one of the weirdest cases in 30 years. It is just so weird because if we think about it, Chip, like, why did the media care so much about this? Could you imagine this happening in the UK?
Yeah, it's like family goes on road trip. Okay, They've gone on a road trip. Okay, yeah.
Family splits up on the road trip.
Yeah, they've left their stuff behind. Some of them have wanted to leave the road trip. It seems like a family issue. Like, Jeremy Kyle, yeah. Max.
Max. Yeah, that is so true. This is one for Jeremy Kyle, not the police in the entire nation's media to be covering. It is just a mystery, though. And that's why we wanted to reach out to you guys to let us know, what do you think happened? Now, look, there was somebody actually on YouTube that had their theory, and her name was Avery Jade, and this is what she had to say.
So what if one of them killed someone, possibly by accident? It would explain why they had to leave suddenly and leave everything the way it was. Keys in the ignition could have been family members trying to leave, but were possibly threatened to stay. They could have split up to dispose of the remains across many locations. Not bringing cards or phones would also make it harder for the location of the remains to ever be found. This also explains why the mum and daughter needed mental health treatment, as they possibly were very traumatized. The murder explanation also makes sense, that they all could be covering up by pretending to not know what happened. They are all each other's alibi.
Again, this is just something for me, Chip. Just really, really stretched out there. I mean, you could come up with like a billion different scenarios as to why the family split up. But there is no evidence. There's nothing for us to look at and go, this makes sense.
It's the funniest theory. It's not the funniest theory because it involves murder.
It's the most dramatic.
But it's the most dramatic. It's the one that is the most interesting. But it's probably, it's just not there for me. There's not enough. It's just a YouTube comment. Sometimes YouTube comments are fantastic and they can, you know, I'm sure a case has maybe even been solved by YouTube.
We've read out a few that have genuinely been like the best theory we have to offer from YouTube comments.
I mean, you know, there's potential. They were all their own alibi, that kind of vibe. Like, if it is true, then it was fantastic because it worked.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the whole thing is very bizarre, but let me just give you guys a couple updates on now. The police had come out and stated that although many online speculated that the family was involved with drugs and religious groups, the family didn't mingle or belong to either a drug or religious group. None of that business. Mitchell and Ella both admit that they're still confused to this day about the road trip.
Oh, I feel like they know more, man.
Yeah, I really think that the kids truly do know a little bit more. Maybe
protecting
they are
the
still confused, but they are definitely protecting the family from some sort of info. There has to be, man. Another thing as well is that the police said that there would be no more inquiries into it. It's a family matter now. Honestly,
should have been in the first place.
Spot on. That is literally what I was going to say. I don't really get why there was this massive hysteria around it, because nobody died. Nobody got hurt. It was just weird. That's it. Let us know down in the comments below. What do you guys think? Do you guys think this is just really weird? Because I've got nothing else to say about this. Australia and being weird, it goes hand in hand.
So guys, make sure you listen to The Fellas Mysteries on Spotify. Follow us over there. Rate us 5 stars as well if you can. And of course, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and we'll be back next Monday, 6 p.m., with a brand new case.
Come on.